Okay na?
Oo, ready na.
Ready, ready.
Okay yung sounds natin?
Okay na yan.
Final sound check. Alright.
Alright.
Nice.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome to Broadcast, the Koyang TV Podcast.
Alright. We have once again with us, Brother Dandru, si Ma'am Jasmine Dizon. Yes, our senior high school department
guidance counselor. Grabe. And very excited na ako sa inyo, Ma'am, kasi kada kapag siya nag-share, ang daming likes. Oo, and ano.
Ang dami talaga. Yung first episode natin, nakasama si Ma'am Jess, ang daming views and comments. Pasensya na rin po kayo, medyo napatagal yung next episode, no?
Natin.
Parang nabakante tayo ng 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah. Kaya ang dami nga naghihintay kasi minsan yun daw yung pampatulog daw nila.
Naks naman.
Pampatulog, hindi ko alam ano yun kung compliment yun, no? Alright. So yun, huwag natin patagalin pa. Our topic for today is something very relevant, no, sa ating lahat. Not only for the students, not only for the Bosconians, but even for those of our age, no? And
yes,
even yung older sa atin. No? Siguro dahil naisip din natin itong topic na to kasi these days, ito na yung mga last stretch ng ating school year. Diba? Sabi nga, diba, the most crucial part of the race is the last 100 meters. Diba?
Yes.
And I think this is the very crucial part of ng school year natin. Ito nang nag-exams na. Ngayon, while recording this, nag-MST na yung mga estudyante natin. Then two weeks from now, meron ng performance task making.
Oh.
And I think
next week nga, pre, yun na yung last class ko na sa grade 11, grade 10 na rin.
Yeah, last time na natin silang mamimit, no?
Oo. Oh.
Kaya nakakalungkot, no?
Yes.
And speaking of lungkot,
ayan.
Ito na yung usapan natin. Pasok! Ito na yung pag-uusapan natin.
Yun
we
nga,
talk about loneliness, sadness in general, ma'am.
Hmm.
And then of course, the term na nakasunod dito, which is depression and anxiety siguro. These are topics na ako din mismo gusto ko ring matutunan. Kaya we invited an expert.
Wow!
An expert with regards to this topic. Yan. Pero siguro before that, ma'am, meron ka bang gusto sabihin sa mga nanonood muna, ganyan?
Sa mga fans mo.
Fans mo.
sa mga Bosconians, kapit lang, malapit na.
Yun, malapit na.
Yun, no?
So speaking of depression and anxiety, ma'am, siguro let's start with the definition. Siguro tatlo na yung loneliness or sadness, depression, and anxiety.
Grabe, no?
Naman. So without being too technical. So gusto ko muna i-compare yung sadness and depression kasi kadalasan ito yung napagpapalit or kumbaga nagagamit nila ng
interchangeable.
Ganun na nga, Brad. So kumbaga, 'di ba yung sadness, it's actually a normal human reaction.
Yeah.
'Di ba lahat naman tayo parang we experience sadness or meron tayong emotion na sadness. Kung napanood niyo yung Inside Out, 'di ba? Merong sadness doon.
So yun. Nagko-control sa sa utak nung.
True, 'di ba? Nandoon si sadness kasi
lima pa 'yun.
Sino sila, Brad? Sige. Sino na paisip? Basta may
proceed.
Sadness. Moving on. Ayun, 'di ba? Parang kasama kasi siya sa primary emotions natin. So kumbaga kung walang sadness parang hindi tayo tao, kumbaga robot tayo ganun pag di tayo nalulungkot. So sadness is So really sadness is a natural thing for us na to experience or to feel. Tapos ang depression, dito naman pumapasok yung for example yung extreme form of sadness or kapag yung sadness na it persists for a long time already. So ang depression, it is actually a clinical diagnosis. So kumbaga dapat careful tayo to use depression kapag malungkot tayo or kapag, for example, magpo-post tayo sa social media, di ba, feeling depressed, ganun. Kasi baka malungkot tayo or we feel sadness, pero it does not necessarily mean na may depression tayo.
Parang ganito yung naisip kong comparison nung in-explain nyo. Parang meron kang flu and meron kang COVID. No? And di parang ganun.
Totoo
siguro
naman.
Sometimes we interchangeably use them or even yung parang intindihin or interpret yung isang sakit. Di ba? Physical sickness naman to. Yung parang baka yung minsan pala flu lang, ordinary ubo lang, sipon lang. tapos medyo ni-interpret mo na siya as COVID, so, kakabahan ka.
Kaya lalo lumalala yung nararamdaman mo.
At siguro in the psychological aspect, ito naman, no?
True.
Yung parang siguro, sadness can be siguro starting point, mm-hmm. pero it's not always depression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yun yung sinasabi mo. Yeah.
So parang yung simula pa lang, first stage pa lang ng depression yun? Or,
parang kumbaga sa recipe, isa siya sa ingredients.
Ah, okay.
Kasi ang depression, ano eh, meron siyang parang symptoms. May checklist ko para masabi na depressed ka. And meron siyang dapat duration like for at least 2 weeks dapat nararamdaman mo siya. Persistent. Siyang... Oo. Okay. Hindi katulad nung sa iba, di ba? Parang minsan moody lang tayo na after a while, okay na tayo. Ganyan. So baka sadness lang yun.
Mood swings lang.
Mood swings lang pala. Ayun. No?
Mga depressed. Sina father, no? Joke. Depressed. Joke.
Galing ko talaga, pre.
Tapos yun. Tapos yung anxieties, actually yun eh, same as with anxiety disorder. Siya minsan napagbabaliktad din or nagagamit interchangeably. So anxiety normal din. Like actually yun yung defense mechanism ng katawan natin. Pag may threat, di ba? Like kakabahan tayo, matatakot and all. Pero of course, kapag lumala na siya or extreme point na siya, nagiging anxiety disorder na po sila.
Yeah.
So, ang pareho lang na ano is, kapag naging disorder kasi, pareho sila na it affects your normal functioning. Mm. O, like, una, hindi ka na makakain, hindi ka na makapag-aral, ganyan. So, yun
late ka nang matulog ng ganun, mama.
Pwede din, hindi ka makatulog.
Hindi makatulog.
Tinatamad na maligo.
Pwede din, actually, kahit hindi na nagsusuklay, ganun. So, yun po.
Hindi na ako nagsusuklay. Joke lang.
Parang may pinapatamahan pala.
May pinapatamahan. Alright. So, yun pala. So, there can be a normal anxiety, which is parang normal reaction katawan. Mm-hmm. And there's a disorder, which is called anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
At least we were clarified with that. Ano. Meron din palang disorder, meron din siyang
anxiety disorder.
Parang reflection, ano lang, reaction lang.
Oo, yun, yung normal.
Alright, sige. Siguro next, ma'am, what causes them? Anong nagko-cause siguro? Mm-hmm. Siguro let's speak of nung una, naisip namin ni Brother Dando, depression and anxiety lang talaga. Pero mm-hmm. ngayon, na-clarified sa atin na sadness, depression, tsaka siguro anxiety. Yung anxiety, divided pa siya into two na reaction lang and yung
disorder na talaga.
Anong nagko-cause ng mga to, ma'am Jess?
Actually, lahat naman ng anxiety disorder and depression, or actually yung depression, meron din yung para madami yung sangay na types of depression. Like,
okay.
So katulad ng anxiety disorder, may mga sangay din yan, like yung phobia, yung mga ganun, under lahat dun yun. So yun, so going back to mental disorders, so actually, wait lang, nawala ako, ano yung tanong?
What causes them?
So kadalasan yung mga mental illness po, ang ano nila, it's either of the two, genetic or yung...
Oh.
Nature and your nurture, which is the environment. Or even, for example, yung mga triggering events. Like, for example, pandemic, ganyan. So, yun. So, it's either of the two. So, pwedeng namamana or pwedeng dahil sa nangyayari sa paligid.
So, are you saying, ma'am, even depression can be inherited?
Yes.
Talaga?
Grabe, no? Grabe. Ngayon ko lang nalaman yun, pre, na depression can be inherited. Akala ko may mga sakit na inherited. Meron pala mga psychological disorders na inherited din pala.
Especially schizophrenia, yung may hallucination, ganun. Yun talaga.
Namamana sila.
So, yun.
Yeah. And that you really need siguro, not only psychological intervention, but also clinical and yun siguro, psychiatric, di ba? Kasi it includes na yung genes mo di ba?
Oo, and psychiatric, like gamot, no? Yes.
Siguro, these are needed. In that case. Pero siguro, let's go specific with, ako interested ako with depression, ma'am. Ano yung, sa tingin mo yung mga na-experience ng mga kabataan natin, Bosconians natin ngayon, na nagko-cause ng depression nila? Or, sabi na nating severe sadness muna.
Oo, para hindi tayo ganun jump, no? Oh. Sige.
Baka hindi naman, wala naman silang sakit. Parang ano lang.
No? Pwede din, no? Kasi actually, nabasa ko to, like, ang sa edad nila, yung edad nilang yan, yung adolescent hanggang pa early adulthood, ito talaga yung pinaka-prone sa depression. So, kasi especially sa edad nila, like, ang daming changes na nangyari. Not only sa pangyayari sa buhay nila, pero yung physical changes, di ba? Then, another factor dyan is yung self-esteem. Na, of course, yung sa edad nila, yung self-esteem nila, medyo na ano pa nila, nabibase sa kung ano yung perception ibang tao sa kanila, more on other people-centered. So, yun. Yeah. So, especially now sa social media, no, nagkakaroon tayo ng tinatawag na social media envy. Yun. Which is big factor na yun nga, na pag yung social media, hindi na siya parang fun place for you. Baka yun nga, parang it affects you psychologically. No? Yeah. So, yun. So, yun yung kadalas ang reasons kung bakit na-feel na. And of course, very, very normal reaction to the abnormal situation natin ngayon is dahil sa pandemic. Mm. Oo, kasi na-isolate sila, di ba? Ito yes, yung yes. edad kasi nila, ito talaga yung at the peak na peer, yung gusto nilang kasama. And ngayon, di nila makasama. So, yeah. isang malaking factor siya.
Speaking of peer, syempre, ako naisip ko dito yung peer pressure. Mm. Yung the need to fit in. Mm-hmm. Feeling ko that causes a lot of depression. No? Feeling ko, lalo na pagka feeling mo you have tried everything, you're being who you are, mm-hmm. and yet hindi ka ma-accept ng mga friends mo, hindi ka makapag-fit in, di ba? Mm-hmm. I think that causes a lot of depression, at least sa mga kabataang nakakausap ko, na-experience ko. Even siguro nung ako yung ano adolescent, siguro I've even experienced that din. Yung, they just don't accept you for who you are, parang ganyan. And I think that's very, that's something natural na ma-experience ng marami. Na parang they don't feel accepted at some point. Kahit hindi naman. Parang self-interpretation lang. No. And I think that causes sadness. At some point siguro, mild, super mild depression. Ganyan.
Anxiety as well.
Anxiety. Yeah.
Grabe, no?
Siguro let's talk about our, ano din, para ano lang, our own experiences. Ng, bago tayo mag-proceed sa next question.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever experienced depression or anxiety at any stage of your life? Let's start with Ma'am Jessica. Ladies first. Ladies first.
For me, I think yes. I think yes. Kasi sa edad, like tayo nasa 20s po. medyo meron yung tinatawag yun na, tama ba, quarter life crisis? Oo, yun nasa 25, pataas, di ba? Like, you're reflecting now or you're analyzing if tawag dito, enough na ba yung mga gawa ko or saan ako pupunta, ano yung direction ko and all. So, somehow, di ba nakaka-affect siya sa sense of worth natin or yung purpose, kumbaga. Kasi ang depression, meron siyang two, parang somehow, malaking factor, yung dalawang factor na hopelessness and helplessness. Mm-hmm. So, when you feel hopeless, di ba, parang laking factor nun para mag-dwindle down lahat ng pakiramdam mo, yung naiisip mo, and of course, what you do as well. So yun. So other than that, siguro nung namatay yung papa ko, pero I think that's more on the grief side. Mm. Pero yun. So not necessarily naman kapag nagigrieve tayo, depressed. Pero of course, extreme sadness. So na-experience. Kayo po.
Grabe no, Tol. meron pala tayong quarter life depression.
Quarter life crisis.
So, ngayon ko lang nalaman din yun. Kasi alam ko lang, midlife crisis.
Oo, ano.
So yung sa akin naman yung experience ko, syempre siguro ma'am, nanon din ako sa ano niyo sa sinabi niyo hopelessness and helplessness. Especially in my case, siguro that's the one that I feel today because yun nga sa family. Siguro in my own family issue that minsan I feel helpless, minsan I feel hopeless, pero because of the community of Don Bosco nga, nakakatulong. Especially si Brother Paolo, yung partner ko, yung pinakakalbong guwapong partner ko sa ano. Siguro that's one of the things, no? Yun nga ma'am, very 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 enriching, no? Meron pala tayong quarter life crisis. Hindi ko lang alam paano yung ano, paano yung mga teenagers, yung mga natin, yung mga young people natin. Pero before that, siguro ikaw naman Brother Paolo, ano yung experience mo?
Ako siguro nung high school, nung adolescent, I did not really feel that much tong depression. Of course, there's yung sabi nga ni ma'am, may times talaga na without any reason, you just feel sad. Mm-hmm. You just feel like withdrawing from all the people. Siguro dahil medyo may pagka-introvert din ako nun. Yung minsan gusto ko lang magkulong sa bahay or umalis mag-isa. You know what? May mga times pa na naglalakad ako from Angeles to bahay namin. Ganyan. May mga times na ganun, I just feel sad without any specific reasons. Pero ngayon na medyo tumanda na tayo, siguro I'm in that sinasabi ni ma'am nga na quarter life crisis, no? Alam naman ng mga siguro nakikinig ngayon, no? I'm experiencing some difficulties in my sleep, no? And sometimes I feel like ganun, yung gusto ko lang magkulong, gusto ko lang mawala muna, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Kasi first thing is parang gusto ko munang namnamin yung lungkot. Sometimes ganun eh. May times akong ganun na parang gusto ko lang namnamin yung lungkot. Second, ayoko mandamay. Kasi I know na dahil sa lessons tayo, dahil na teachers tayo, educators tayo, it's easy for us to send that yung aura sa mga kabataan. So kapag I feel sad, alam ko sa malungkot ako, alam ko sa loob ko na malungkot ako, I would not go out. Parang gusto ko lang magkulong. Na-experience ko yun. I don't know if, ganito, ito yung lagi kong sinasabi. Hindi ko alam kung nagkaka-insomnia ako, kaya parang nadidepress ako. O nadidepress ako, kaya ako nagkaka-insomnia. Kaya, yeah, I'm still looking into that dynamic. Kaya siguro, kung akong tatanungin, have you experienced this? Maybe, yeah. Maybe I've experienced some sort of a depression. Pag-uusapan natin to in other vlogs. Siguro mga tao lang din kami portions. Yeah, we will share our yung mga experiences na gito. Pero, yes or no? Maybe yes. Yeah. Yun. Ito naman, ma'am. How do you know ngayon? Kasi nga, in-explain nyo kanina, magkaiba yung sadness, depression. Magkaiba yung anxiety and anxiety disorder. How do you know that you are in that level of
feeling that anxiety or parang ano, you have that depression.
Depression and anxiety disorder. Sabi mo may checklist, ma'am. Can we mention some? Para lang, ano parang symptoms kung nagpapacheck ka sa doktor, di ba? May mga symptoms na sinasabi sa doktor. What are the symptoms? Manifestations? How does it feel like? Ganyan.
Ayun. So actually, both naman sa kanila na kapag yung uncontrollable or feeling hindi mo na makayanan. So that means na disorder na sila. Pero of course, like for example, sa depression, kapag meron yung tinatawag na loss of interest, or ayun, kunwari yung dating na-enjoy natin, di ba? Ngayon di mo naman.
Put a finger down.
Ayun na.
Next. Loss of interest. Loss of feeling of pleasure. Ayun, like for example, yun nga. Actually, yung may tawag din eh, anhedonia. Ayun.
Anhedonia?
Oh,
First time kong marinig yun.
Ayun, so yun nga. Parang for example, kahit kailangan, kunwari Pasko, pero hindi mo nararamdaman na masaya ka kahit festive yung...
Sana ngayong Pasko.
Ayun, yun pala. Yun pala. Yun. Anhedonia. So tapos, of course, yung feeling na ano, parang lethargic talaga. Or parang bigat ng pakiramdam mo. Oo.
Kalahat.
Oo. Yun, yung kahit natulog ka naman ng enough, ganyan. Di mo pa rin ma-feel na refresh ka ganun. So yun, lethargic. Then of course yung ano, either overeating or hindi nakakain.
Kaya pala,
overeating.
Ayun, and even ano, insomnia or pwede din yung oversleeping. Either of the two again. So actually, and madami yan eh. Mm-hmm. Loss of motivation. Yun din. Yeah. So, yun. Yun yung mga mas madaling or simplified na explanation ng symptoms.
Meron akong na-experience, ma'am. Medyo nakakayaman tong banggitin. Pero, there were times na, for example, dati, especially last year, nung may face-to-face pa, may times na, for example, meron lang akong 30 minutes vacant between classes. Dati, gagawin ko doon, pupunta na lang ako sa office, maghihintay na lang ng time. Merong dumating yung time na kapag kahit 30 minutes lang, I would go to my room, tapos nakatulala lang ako sa ceiling, tapos umiiyak ako. Hindi ko alam, sometimes I name it as breakdown. I don't know the term, pero is it just parang sadness? I know marami rin nakaka-experience ng ganito, di ba? Yung parang bigla ka na lang maiiyak. Without any particular reasons.
Hindi mo alam bakit. Oo, kumbaga.
Ano kaya yun, ma?
No, actually, gandang alam na na question. Kadalasan yung mga ganun, yung mga hindi natin ma-explain pero nangyayari sa atin, nanggagaling sila or parang kumbaga lumalabas sila from our unconscious. Like, for example, meron tayo mga inner conflicts or past conflicts na up until now di natin nare-resolve. Kaya, di natin namamalayan, lumalabas siya in that form. Na kahit yun nga, hindi naman natin sinasadya, wala naman trigger, di ba? Parang yun nga, biglang may iyak ka na lang.
Oh, no. Tapos sasabuyan mo yung showers, mabuk.
Music DJ.
May meme na ganun, di ba? Yung nasa CR siya, tapos naliligot siya, siyak siya. Yeah, para hindi halata.
Very true to life. Mm-hmm.
as siguro kanina medyo negative lagi yung napag-usap natin na sharing ganyan. Is there such a thing as we talk about anxiety naman as positive anxiety?
So, di ba, pag we're anxious, may tendency na nagiging stressed out tayo. Yeah. So, actually, mas doon ko siya ipapoint out na ang stress kasi, yung mga bagay na, yun nga, nagpapastress sa atin, it's either we take it positively or negatively. So, kapag positive, it is de-stress, di ba? Yeah. De-stress. So, and when it's used naman in a positive way, it is called as eustress.
Eustress? That's
eustress. E-U. Stress. Ayun. So, yun yung kind of stress na nagpupush sa atin na, di ba, parang galingan mo pa, or you do this, do that, yun. So.
Grabe. Kaya tayo nagsa-psychological crash course.
Oo, crash course 101.
Oh. 101.
Psychology 101. Yeah. And I think more than anyone else, ako, na-experience ko itong madalas, itong positive stress. Mm. Kasi whenever I have something in mind, yung may mga creative juices ako na nag-flicker, I would dwell on it. Yung talagang, minsan ito yung source kung bakit di ako makatulog. I would think about things that would excite me. Siguro yun yung positive stress, para excitement.
Okay.
Ganun ba yun, ma'am?
Yeah. Effect,
I think, and even Don Bosco has always been experiencing that positive anxiety na yun, na parang always on the go siya, talagang very creative din siya. Nagiging innovative siya because of that positive stress, that excitement. And I think ako, kung meron man tayong pinapagdasal na stress, yun sana yung eustress, yun ba?
Tama.
Lord, bigyan mo kami ng eustress, Lord! Yeah, parang ganun. And I think that's a good thing. Magandang ano yun.
Siguro rin, Fred, pati yung mga boss conscience natin, yung may face-to-face, siguro nagkakaroon din sila ng eustress.
Yeah.
Siyempre, kailangan may assembly, 7 o'clock, andyan na dapat yung mga estudyante. Kung hindi, first warning agad. Hindi ko alam, ha? Nung time namin, dalawa lang late mo, first warning ka na agad or reprimand.
Maybe. I think ganun pa na siguro.
And then, then kapag haircut inspection, kung di ka naka-haircut on that day, reprimand na agad, di ba? Yung parang ganun. And then, syempre, ikaw as a student, natakot ka magkaroon ng first warning, second warning, lalo na kung expulsion na or kick out ka na. Siguro that's one thing na in a deliberate way, yung nagkakaroon sila ng good conduct, yung parang ganon. At di ko alam if that will be some, ano no,
pwede.
Pwede rin na, bakit nagkakaroon tayo ng positive stress, bakit tayo napupush maging mabait, because of that, ano nga, parang good, yan, yung ano,
stress?
good and punishment, yung parang,
okay. Siguro. Reinforcement.
Reinforcement, yeah. Discipline style, yeah.
Yung parang ano nga, pre, kung kunwari, sa mga seekers natin dyan, shout out sa inyo, kunwari papasok kayo sa seminaryo, siguro dahil nga sobrang bait ng mga seminarista, kasi may structure sila eh. So kung may ginawa ka lang, may listahan na, hindi naman listahan, parang may kailangan silang ano, habulin or somewhat na structure, kaya na pupush sila to that point na magiging very ideal person sila. Yung mga ideal person na yun.
Yeah. And I think that's very valid. No? Nung face-to-face, actually mas maraming ginagawa yung mga bata. No? Ang dami na nilang school requirements, academic requirements. Ang dami pa nilang sinasalihan na club. May mga competitions pa. And then they don't complain. Na you find them happy at the end of the day. Pero ngayon, siguro less yung activities, less yung ano. Pero they feel so stressed. Oh. They feel sad. They feel tired. Di ba? Parang maraming beses nga, Monday pa lang, kapag kinumusta mo yung mga sudyante mo, ang sagot nila, tired. Uy, kaagaling lang natin sa weekend. Why are you tired? Ganyan. Parang siguro it's because of the situation. Pero I think nung face-to-face, kung meron man talagang magandang nadudulot yung face-to-face, is that you stress, yung positive stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think speaking of seminary naman, ako na-experience din naman natin yung Brother Dandre, di ba? Yung you don't follow the schedule just for the sake of following the schedule. Somehow you find the pleasure in, yung sasabi mo nga, parang you find the pleasure in pain at times. No? Kaya ka magsabi nga ni Brother Dando, kaya siya nag-workout eh. Kahit na masakit, di ba? Mag-workout siya, it's because of that, even that physical stress yun. Pero I think that's a positive stress. No? Yung workout, sports, di ba? I think that's what we experienced din sa seminaryo. We're not following just because of the punishment, not just because we are afraid. Pero there's that positive stress na present.
No.
Nice.
Grabe talaga si Brother.
Okay, sige, next siguro. I think ito, mas ano to, kailangan. What to do? No? For example, meron kang sadness na encounter, na experience. What to do? Or depression? Or anxiety? No? What to do?
actually, kapag when we're depressed, di ba, or sad, di ba, parang may tendency tayo na to focus on the negative things, mga nangyayari sa atin. And may, kumbaga, parang nadi-discount natin yung positive things and yung things that we could be grateful for. Oh. So, of course, yun yung ideal sana, like, karoon tayo ng cognitive restructuring, yes naman. Like, wag tayo mag-focus. Pero madaling sabihin, hirap gawin nun eh. Yeah. Lalo na when you're depressed already, parang ang hirap i-push isang tao na ganun. Parang for them, hindi nila din talaga papansinin pag sinabi mo sa kanila yon. So, what works kadalasan sa mga nakakausap ko is that finding the purpose ng pinagdadaanan or even finding your own purpose. Kasi minsan pag nawawalan na ng hope yung mga tao, ito yung nakakalimutan kasi nila, yung purpose, yung worth ng buhay nila, and bakit kailangan pa nilang mag-continue na mabuhay or na, di ba? And dun, actually, dun nag-spark kadalasan na, ay, oo nga, dun nila na-realize na they have to get out from that situation. So, parang ganun.
Ako, I still believe yung sinasabi nila na a happy person is a grateful person. Ano yung sasabihin nyo nga, ma'am? Parang magiging masaya ka pag nakikita mo yung positivity sa paligid mo eh, yung things that you are grateful for. Yeah. Pero yun nga, sabi nga ni ma'am, when you are in that situation, sometimes nabiblur na yung ano mo, vision mo eh. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo na nakikita yung mga ganong bagay, even if pilitin mo. Yeah. Even if they're already in front of you, photos, ganyan, physical, no? Pictures, yung journal mo, masaya ka, ganyan. Pero pag nandun ka sa situation na yun, siguro it will be quite difficult pa rin eh. So, yun, siguro medyo more on the, ano yun, yung inner siya, no? Inner solution.
Yeah.
How about yung mga practical solutions, ma'am?
Actually, yun nga, parang seeking help. Or actually,
yeah, that's first, one thing, syempre,
first place, help. Of course, before seeking help is admitting that you're not okay. Kasi minsan yun yung malaking problema na if you don't admit na you're not okay, di ba? Parang you deny yourself then of feeling that emotion kasi kailangan din, di ba, like sadness demands to be felt. Kasi pag dininay mo ng dininay, lalabas siya in other forms like physical manifestations, like kaya ka pala nagkaka-headache or backache kasi nga, di ba, meron kang mga emotions na sinusuppress. Ayan. So, of course, yun, first, things first, kailangan i-admit natin siya and maging aware tayo sa nararamdaman natin. Then afterwards naman eh, parang kumbaga, sunod-sunod na yan. Like, when you admit na you're not okay, di ba, mas nagiging open ka to seek help, to seek solutions, and the like. So yun, like social support, like sa friends, di ba, like tayo, sa mga lamps, di ba, and any person na you feel na, di ba, makakatulong.
Yes. Sabi nga nung movie ba yun, yung it's okay
not to be okay.
Kasi sabi ni Ma'am Jazz yan lagi. It's okay not to be okay. A series ba yun?
No? Series.
Series. And I think that's a very valid phrase. No, it's okay not to not be okay. Totoo yun. No? Sabi nga ni Ma'am kanina, yung sadness, it's okay na may maramdaman mo yun. No? It's part of life. Pero yun nga, siguro may mga shinare si Ma'am din na yun, admit na na-experience mo yun. And then be open, and then seek help. Ikaw, pre, ano yung mga sa tingin mong practical solutions? Or ikaw mismo, practical na ginagawa mo when you feel sad, when you feel down. May mga days tayo na down eh.
Oh.
What do you do?
Siguro mga ginagawa
yung
ko.
Yung mga wholesome, pre. Joke lang, joke.
Siguro, pre, ano? Tutagat si brother po. Siguro. Siguro, man.
Okay, inhale. Exhale, okay.
Ito, atuloy ako. Pero may mga mabagay kasi na ano. Sige na nga. Siguro mga isa sa mga ginagawa ko just to forget. O parang ganun, ma'am. Just to forget or just to
distract yourself
distract
from the sadness.
Distract myself from the sadness. Siguro nagbabike ako, yan.
Yan.
Bike ako, mga 20 kilometers, 40, hanggang, mga 60 kilometers, uwi na ako, ma'am. Ganun. Mga 60 na pala ako.
Ang gasinan ka na, ganun.
Grabe, no? Yung mga ganun, siguro isa rin yung kesa tumambayaw sa Don Bosco, siguro punta muna ako sa pet shop muna namin, then ganun ko naman yung mga yung maisda, yung mga rabbit, di ba?
Nice.
Di ba, minsan nga, meron nga one time, meron tayong rabbit sa likod ng Don Bosco. And then, ayun lang, nakatingin lang ako sa rabbit na ganun, tapos kinakantahan ko sila. Mga ganun lang.
Sabi mo, sana all rabbit.
Joke lang. Siguro mga ganun, dinidistract ko yung sarili ko. Yeah. And siguro that's one thing na, di ba nga, si Don Bosco, parang yun nga yung mga, suggestions niya to do your hobbies, no? To do something because the idle mind is a workshop of the devil.
Parang that's very valid, no? Ako naman siguro, ang ginagawa ko is I do something for myself. No, if you would notice, bakit ako kalbo? Ako yung nagkalbo sa sarili ko.
Whoa.
Ako yung nag-cut sa sarili ko. Kaya may mga uka-uka kasi hindi ko nakikita. Pero I think that's one solution that I do whenever I feel sad, I feel down. I do something for myself and don't feel, oh, it came from me. No, sometimes I don't also believe this. I don't also apply this. Pero don't feel guilty to do something for yourself. No, yung kahit gano'ng kaliit yan, no, sometimes I would go to my room, humiga lang ako, okay na sa akin yun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay din siya sabi ni Brads, na-distract mo yung sarili mo, I would play Valorant, o kaya kahit hindi ako marunong mag-gitara, gitara, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Yung gano'n, you waste time.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling ko yun, you waste time for yourself.
Uh-oh.
And I think malalabanan mo yung feeling of that sadness, of feeling of loneliness, mm-hmm. ganyan. And sometimes I even listen to songs, yan. Alam niyo, totoo to. Pero totoo to. Whenever I feel sad, I would listen to a sad song.
Hmm.
Ah,
sinabi ko sa inyo kanina, yung gusto ko namnamin yung sadness.
Uh-huh.
And then after listening to that song, okay na ako bigla. No?
Oh, I don't know. Oo.
Hindi ko alam bakit ganun. Kasi may iyak ka.
Hmm.
So, parang feeling ko, di ba nga sabi nila, your tears or yung tears mo yung naglilinis ng kaluluwa mo.
Wow.
Di ba? Kaya feeling ko, even that sadness is cleansed, no? Kapag naiiyak ka. So, kapag nalulungkot ako, either manunod ako ng drama, ng sad movie, yung inspirational movies, or makikinig ako ng mga sad songs. Sad boy ya pala.
Sad boy ya pala.
Sad boy na turn up. Ganda na. Tsaka yung nabanggit niya, Brad, in self-care, kasi mahalaga din talaga yun, eh, di ba? Yun nga, parang you cannot pour from an empty cup. So, for example, kayong educators, di ba? Ang hirap na ang tawag dito, yun nga, maging mentor sa mga boss ko niyan if tayo mismo naubos na tayo. Mm. So, yun.
Grabe, no? Parang ano, kunwari, parang to take ano yung sayo mo, yung ano, you can take your pleasure, don't be guilty, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, sa lahat ng small things na ginawa mo, na natapos mo, siguro, small rewards thing, reward yourself. Kunwari sa mga boss ko niyan natin, natapos na yung MST, natapos na yung PETA, now I'll reward myself.
Oh.
Kahit anong reward pa man yan, basta wholesome, di ba? Sa mga natin, lumps natin, siguro natapos yung grading sheet, natapos na yung mga ano, yung
reward
mga
yourself,
kailang,
no?
Reward yourself, di ba?
Bili ka chocolate.
Bili ka chocolate para sa sarili mo. Di ba?
Para
magpadala ka ng bouquet para sa sarili mo.
Grabe.
Tapos sa atin, pre, kunwari natapos na yung mga gawain natin sa school or para sa community, we reward ourselves, di ba? Parang ganun. Siguro, yun lang pre. Yung nakikita ko as...
Reward yourself. That's a good suggestion. Galing. Don't think, ako ito yung na, parang kung ako sasummarize ko yung pag-uusap natin, don't think na kapag ka nalulungkot ka or you feel sad, deeply sad, or siguro if you are experiencing depression or even anxiety disorder, wag mo nang patungan by yung... i-accuse mo yung sarili mo or wag mo nang patungin by parusahan mo yung sarili mo.
Huwag kang maging harsh sa
Don't be harsh to yourself. And I think that's something normal. No? Parang, siguro yun lang. Yun yung nakikita kong, parang kung si-summarize natin, huwag kang matakot if you're experiencing this. It's part of life. And alam natin na kakayanin natin to.
Hmm.
Kakayanin mo yan. Just seek help. Find solutions. Ganyan. Yeah. Ay, ako rin siguro ito. Don't you think, kakala nyo ba yung mga santo hindi naka-experience ng mga ganito? I think many saints have even experienced this feeling of depression, sadness. No? And I think from that experience, nung bumangon sila, doon sila naging santo. No, yun yung naging nagpasanto sa kanila. I think even Don Bosco experienced this, di ba? I don't know if you have heard this experience. Nung 5 years nang nag-wandering oratory niya and people are rejecting him, his co-priests are calling him lunatic.
Mm.
Tinatawag siyang baliw ng mga kapwa-pari niya. Because he's gathering boys. Tapos wala nang gustong tumanggap sa kanila. Iyak siya ng iyak at nag-breakdown siya sa room niya. Pero in that experience, doon nagpadala si Lord nung tutulong sa kanya, which is si Suave, no? Mm. Na nag-offer nung place kung saan pwedeng mag-gather yung mga kabataan na tinutulungan ni Don Bosco. And from then on, nagkaroon ng oratory. No? And I think, if you're experiencing this sadness, depression, anxiety, don't worry, pero don't dwell in it, no? Mm. Just believe, just have faith na si Lord magpapadala ng tulong sa'yo.
Grabe.
Nice. I may sound spiritualizing things, pero I think that's very true. That's very, ano, kahit naman tayo, ako experience din yun. Mga moments na sobrang sad ka na, ako sobrang lungkot ko na, sobrang, ano, biglang darating si Brother Dandrew.
Yes.
May dalang drinks, o, may dalang alak. De, joke. Joke lang. Yeah. Basta ganun, God will send you help. For as long as you're welcoming that help, yun accepting nga. That help.
Yeah.
Sige, ma'am. Brother, ikaw.
Siguro,
just to encapsulate, summarize.
Encapsulate. Siguro, I want to say it sa mga scripture rin. Ay, scripture. Nung nasa San Pedro, dininayan si Jesus ng 3 beses, no?
Yeah.
Bago siya magpakamatay. Sobrang depressed niya kasi, ba't ko ginawa yun? Naging depressed siya until yung resurrection ni Jesus. Until si Jesus, ano na siya pupunta sa langit, di ba? And then, si Jesus, tinanong niya, Jesus, ay, San Pedro, mahal mo ba ako? Oo, ana, ang ganun. Oh. Jesus, mahal mo ba ako?
Oo. Oh. Oo.
Oh. Ay, San Pedro, mahal mo ba ako? Oo. Nung patlong niya sinabi, feed my sheep, ana, ang ganun ni Jesus, di ba? Siguro that one thing na, ang tagal rin ni San Pedro, na yung na-experiencing ano depression until that time na si Jesus na sinabi niya 3 beses din na binawi ni Jesus yung pagdi-deny ni San Pedro. Kung mahal mo ako, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
And then doon nagkaroon ng parang ano nga
conversion.
Si San Pedro, conversion San Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
And dahil sa long period of depression or parang sadness ni ano ni San Pedro, siya nagtayo ng simbahan at naging first pope ng simbahan Katolika.
Yeah. And I think in relation to that, magandang tingnan din yung life ni St. Peter, sinabi ni Brother Andrew, no? Yung na-experience siya ng depression, ganyan. Looking at the other side, si Judas also betrayed Jesus, no? Siguro nag-undergo rin siya ng depression. Pero he did not seek help. He did not accept the help of Jesus. Hindi niya natanggap na mahal siya ni God, mahal siya ni Jesus, despite the betrayal. Hindi niya natanggap yon, and he ended up killing himself. Di ba? So, sa mga nanonood dito, if you're experiencing sadness, depression, seek help. Don't end your life. Walang patutunguhan yun. Yeah. Yun lang.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ma'am Jess.
Ayun. So actually, ano yung galing nyo nga eh. Wala nang masabi. Pero more of yun nga, parang di ba, if there comes a time na we feel na di ba parang ang dilim, di ba, or parang we're lost and all, parang balikan mo lang din or hanapin mo lang din sa sarili mo. Find that inner light or yung spark, kumbaga, para to help you get by or keep moving. Kasi, yun nga eh, parang kapag nandun tayo sa dark place na yun, parang andali nating makonclude na parang this is a hopeless case na, yeah, or hindi ko na kaya or whatsoever. Pero di ba, parang little did we know na ito lang siya, ngayon lang siya ganito. Pero kapag pinush mo yung sarili mo or kapag alam mo sa sarili mo na kakayanin mo siya, or in a way, di ba, you do things na maka-move on from that situation. Lilitaw at lilitaw din yung liwanag kumbaga dun sa dark place na yun.
Ako, one particular na ginagawa ko sa mirror ko, nakalagay. I think nakita ko rin to kay Brother Dandro sa mirror niya sa room. Nakalagay sa mirror namin, you are loved.
Yeah,
you are loved. So that every time na titingnan mo yun, sinashare ko rin to sa SKL, no, yung worship sessions natin. So that every morning and every evening that I look at my mirror, I am reminded na I'm a person who is loved, no? Kung sa tingin mo lang nagmamahal sa yung iba, nagkakamali ka. No? Someone is loving you. Someone, and that someone can be God. No? It must be God. God loves you talaga. No? Wala yung doubt. No? Walang question doon. And if sa tingin mo, walang nagmamahal sa yung tao, yung mga mahal mo sa buhay, sa tingin mo hindi ka nila mahal, and maybe that's a mistake, just remember na someone is still loving you. No? Pero pa rin nagmamahal sa'yo. And I think that will save a life.
True.
Actually, there's a transformation sa mirror ko. Before, it's nakalagay doon, who are you eh. Mm. Who are you? Then, nung after some time, pinalitan ko ng you are loved.
Ang galing.
Pero ngayon, bumalik sa who are you? Joke. Yeah, pero I think that's a good reminder for you, for everyone na may nagmamahal sa'yo.
That's one, nice.
Okay, siguro last part, ano lang, ma'am, any hotlines? For example, may mga Bosconia students or mga viewers natin na in need of help or saklolo, what can they do?
Actually, sa Bosco, meron tayong hotline for elementary, junior high, and senior high. So, nasa dun Bosco page naman. And dun Bosco Tarlacay, this is testing office page, yung specific numbers, if gusto nila ng telecounseling, or even sa Telegram.
Oh.
Okay, so yun. So, and of course, kapag, for example, feel nila, kailangan na talaga din, tapos wala nag-respond sa hotline, kasi nasa school, ganun. Pwede dun sa mismong dun Bosco Tarlacay, this is testing office page.
Wow.
Para at least kahit doon man lang ano pa din sila matulungan kahit hindi physically.
Of course our main ano doon yung mga parang audience can or ano tawag doon yung recipients. Our Bosconians. Pero
yes,
I think
pero
we are
meron
open
ding,
naman.
Meron ding mga hindi Bosconians actually.
So we are open for everyone naman. I think the school Don Bosco, the mission of Don Bosco is not limited for Bosconians. In young people in general and even feeling young
not
people
so young.
Feeling young people
yes,
so yun, don't be afraid.
Anyone who needs help actually
don't be afraid to ask for help at maraming mga websites or ano na, that are willing to help organizations. May binanggit si Father Jerome, merong isang diocese somewhere na nag-gather siya ng mga priests who are willing to ano parang spiritual ano direction or parang blessing lang those who needs prayer ganyan.
This one?
Yun. Just access those ano websites. So don't be afraid to ask for help.
All right. All right. Okay.
All right.
So Brother Dandru, very welcoming din yan.
Chat
him anytime. PM is the key. Okay.
Nice.
So yun.
So yun, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Jazz. Napakaganda ng ating Psychology 101.
Yes.
Eh, naisip ko lang yung pangalan kanina, no? Pwede sigurong ano yun, parang pangalan ng program or what? Psych Lolo.
Psych Lolo.
Naisip ko lang kanina.
Nice, ayun. Nice.
So, just feel free to message us.
Yes.
Alright, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ma'am Jazz, for that wonderful
sharing
for our broadcast. The Koyang
TV podcast. Thank you.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.
God bless us all.